seeing Jimmy Fallon.
I was all ready to go, and then you went and brought that up.
Yeah, man.
I know him doing his Bee Gees thing.
That's one of the best Saturday
him
Night
him
Live routines.
Timberlake.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 8th day of September. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all up in Alpharetta.
All right now. All the way up 400.
Up 400.
Up 400.
All you racing fans up there, get ready for watch the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, or you're going to watch Falcons and Steelers, of course. We're getting you ready for Falcons football. We are the opening act here today. We get things started. Hopefully, we have brought some smiles to your face and give you something to think about. Things that we have done so far this morning. Want to remind you, though, coming up, we got John Fricke and Joe Patrick. They're going to be at Smooth Lot. That's what he wrote it, Sam.
Yeah.
Smooth Lot from 9 till 11. And don't forget, later on today, Rob Tribble. Don't get to mention Rob that much. Rob is going to be at Signa by Hilton.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Right over there at the...
It's going to be real good.
Dome from 6 until 7:30 tonight. So, there you go.
We got Braves baseball in town today, too. Braves are wrapping up the series against Toronto. Chris Sale, possible Cy Young Award winner. I think he's winning it. And he's going to start and try to stop the bleeding. If he can.
And
lost to Toronto last night, 9-5.
And the news we forgot to break earlier is that Michael Keaton is going back to Michael Douglas.
Okay.
That's his name.
Really?
See, this happens all the time. SAG has a thing where you can't have a lot of people with the same name. So when Michael Keaton broke into show business, there was the obviously other Michael Douglas and Mike Douglas, the talk show host.
Yeah.
So he had to change his name. But he'd been doing it long enough, and I think Mike Douglas is dead. So he says, moving forward, he's going to be Michael Keaton Douglas.
Okay.
But this has happened before. David Bowie.
Yeah.
He had to change his name because it was Davy Jones from the... Which, by the way, as we get ready to bring Miles on here, today was the day that the Hollywood Reporter and the other Hollywood news... What do they call it? Mag. Put a little ad out looking for young men to be a part of a singing group.
Ah.
The first manufactured boy band took place on this day, and three Americans were hired to join Davy Jones, and that's how the Monkees were born.
Ooh.
And it happened on this date.
Okay.
There you go.
On this day.
Insignificant information as we welcome Miles Garrett on for Fox 5. Good morning, buddy!
Morning.
Good morning. I thought you guys were shouting me out with Alpharetta this morning, but maybe not, but I'll take it.
No, it's all right, and we have to publicly thank him, so thank Miles, because he got up a little earlier than planned.
Okay.
Because, you know, we... lost an hour of the show, so he thought he was doing the 9 o'clock hour, and he'd been doing it with Fricke, and Joe. So, want to thank him for getting up and joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
Did you? When's
thanks
last...
for having me on.
Yeah, man. So, where you want to start? You want to start with these Bulldogs? And listen, they did what they're supposed to do yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't think there were any surprises yesterday. I'll give them that. So, good win overall for the Dogs. Tennessee Tech, 48-3. I don't think there was any really bad things you could take away from it other than, you know, it's kind of what you expect. Carson Beck almost breaks the touchdown record in a single day. We finally get a look at Trevor Etienne. So I think all in all, it's a pretty solid day for the Dogs.
Great day. And I think they broke in the new press box yesterday.
They did. Yeah. They did. Unfortunately, I was not able to actually go in it because I was on the field filming. So for those up there, I'm sure it was a very pleasant view.
Yeah, I got to go over and check it out. New upgrade at the press box, and my goodness, a shout out to Claude Felton, who's remembered with that press box. So outstanding the time he spent in there, and Coach McGill, great tribute to them with that being put together.
So what do we do? What do we talk about when it comes to this Georgia team? Is this like Golden State Warriors from a few years ago, where you just, you know, you tip it off at the beginning of the season and you know these guys are going to be hoisting a trophy at the end? What do we discuss? Where do we focus with this Georgia Bulldogs team right now?
It's a good question, really, because you're going to get a pretty decent test with Kentucky coming up this week, but you know, they fall flat a little bit coming up against our old friend Brock Vandegrift, Prince Avenue's finest. So I'd say question marks. I want to see a little bit more out of Trevor Etienne. I want to see what he can do. And I think the running backs are a really interesting story, Greg, personally, just because of all the depth pieces you have there. Because I think Nate Frazier is the next man up for this Dogs running back room, and we didn't really even see too much of him yesterday. And, you know, you got a heavy dosage of Trevor Etienne. Cash Jones has done his thing. Branson Robinson – finally gets his way into the end zone. So that was exciting to see. So I do want to monitor the running back room development here, because I think it's something very interesting. But, I mean, offensively, look, I mean, all this, these offensive linemen, there's going to be a lot of them going to the NFL, Tate Ratledge, Ernest Green, all those guys. And then, you know, the receiving room as well. I mean, it's dominated by transfers right now. And this is kind of showing its worth once again. Colby Young gets into the end zone. London Humphreys has kind of a quiet day yesterday. I don't even think he may have had a catch or two. I'll have to check the stat line. But I don't remember him having a big game at all yesterday. So, you know, it's a new group of guys on the receiving core. But defensively overall, and I feel like I'm just kind of giving a whole wind here of the whole team itself. But as far as the defense is concerned, the guy that I really want to see more of is KJ Bolden. I mean, the first two games, yeah, the Buford guy has just been all over the field. He gets another sack yesterday. Week one was making an impact, I think, on the first defensive play. So I really want to see a lot more out of him.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Myles Garrett this morning. He is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV. We're going to talk some Falcons just a moment. Does a game like yesterday for Georgia, does this help being a little preventative thing as far as the transfer portal goes? You know, guys who are saying, well, I'm not getting to play. You get to play some of those guys. Do you think that helps and it makes a difference at all? Guys are saying, you know, I want to get on the field. I want to play. And you know, in some conference games, maybe they want, this is the chance for them to play.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, we did get to see Gunnar Stockton yesterday as far as backups are concerned. But look, I mean, Kirby has built a program now that is what it is. I mean, it goes without saying. It's basically the new Alabama as far as what the standard of college football is at the moment. I think the game of the year is about to be Georgia and Texas personally, but I think Texas is on the come up. But right now the top dog still is Georgia. And when it comes to the talk of, you know, playing time and whatnot, I mean, this is why Georgia is the way they are, because of depth purposes. You know, that's how it works when it comes to this recruiting, because you can afford to lose guys like Georgia can, because then you can add a transfer portal guy, or, you know, your backups could start on most Division I college football team. So it's sort of an embarrassment of riches, I think. But, yeah, in games like yesterday, Tennessee Tech, you certainly want to see what you've got from a depth perspective on some of those other guys who are a little bit lower on the depth chart. And I think we got to see a little bit of that yesterday.
That's Myles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And as much as I want to get your thoughts on Texas, since you brought them up, I want to get your thoughts on locally here and Georgia Tech coming back to earth.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing, certainly. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the whole game because I was in Athens covering it. But from what I recall, and again, I wish I had more information on it just because I haven't really seen it. So there's some stuff that I probably wouldn't be a complete expert on discussing that.
Then we can move to Texas then.
No. But it's okay. I mean, I do think it is disappointing, though, from a Georgia Tech standpoint, because you finally get into the top 25 after all these years. But I do like Fran Brown a lot, the former Georgia defensive backs coach. I think he's building something up there in Syracuse. We covered him when he was down here in Athens. But, yeah, Georgia Tech needs to rebound quick because, I mean, they got a ranked matchup against Notre Dame in the coming weeks, who also suffered a loss yesterday. So
it
seems like there was a few that went down.
Yep. We've been talking some college ball with you. We got a few more minutes with you. I want you to talk some about what's going to go on downtown today. You know, I know you get to spend some time out at Flowery Branch. Thoughts about what we're looking at today? We don't know which quarterback we're going to see, right?
Yeah, and it certainly will be a interesting development if Justin Fields and Arthur Smith come down here and score a whole bunch of points on the Falcons. Now, I am not expecting that to happen, but that's the question, isn't it? Who's going to be the quarterback for the Steelers, and how impactful will they be? Because at this moment, I think Van Jefferson very well might be the second wide receiver on this depth chart. I might have to confirm that, but there's a lot of our old friends here on this Steelers offense, whether that's Van Jefferson, Cordarrelle Patterson. I believe Michael Pruitt might even be on the team as well. So there's a lot of old familiar faces we're used to seeing. But yeah, I mean, again, this is what we've talked about all offseason when it comes to the Falcons and their new defensive additions. I mean, these are guys that are here to make this team get over the hump. You've got three Pro Bowlers in your secondary. You've got Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata. Your linebacking core looks solid. So I expect them offensively, the Steelers that is, to probably go after the quarterback two spot, because that seems to be the biggest weakness on this team, at least on paper. But again, Arthur Smith's bread and butter in the past usually has been the running attack. So we'll see if they go that route once again. Justin Fields, obviously a very big threat in that aspect of things. But if the preseason was any foundation for how good they're going to be, then I don't think the Falcons should be too scared, because the Steelers actually did play a lot of their starters in the preseason, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson including. So I'm expecting to see a win from the Falcons today.
We're expecting that. And oddly enough, we're expecting a win from a team that most of the players we didn't see during the preseason. I know it's the new school NFL, and I think that's the thing that makes this so intriguing today. We know that Pittsburgh has problems. Why with quarterback? Why? Because they played during the preseason. Ours kind of didn't. But we're still expecting good things. It's just a different kind of world, we think, you know, where the preseason, it counts in so many ways, and you're handling it different ways. But we'll see how it all rolls out here in a few hours.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, it's funny because we talked to Kirk Cousins about this, and even he, it almost seemed like, you know, he's gotten in trouble, I think, with saying some things in press conferences already as an Atlanta Falcon. But he already mentioned that himself as far as playing in the preseason is concerned, because, I mean, he talks about it, just the fact that, you know, he is coming from a devastating Achilles injury where, you know, he hasn't had any live reps in practice. He's talked about the, you know, the aspect of having a scrimmage, but even he says, you know, you don't really know until you get knocked on your butt for the first time. And I think that's a very accurate statement, especially for a guy that has been in the league as long as he has. I think he's the third oldest starting quarterback in the league, so he knows how this goes. He's seen how things have transitioned over the years. But yeah, I mean, he brings up a very good point. You don't know how much pressure you can put on that Achilles and how effective you can be until you're having those live action reps. And hopefully we don't see something as devastating as that today, but we're, from what we're told, he is 100%. So we'll see how that goes.
Joe, next week we're back on from 6 until 10. And moving forward, because of what you did this week, you got a little equity built up here. We're going to make sure he's in the 9 o'clock hour so he can sleep in a little bit. All right?
Thanks, Miles.
Hey, as always, man, listen, we know you put a lot of miles on your car. You're back and forth from all these other locations around town covering stuff. And so for you to get up early, we appreciate it. Just want to let you know that.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
There you go. That is Miles Garrett, Fox 5. We move from him to Dustin Long. It is a race weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Folks are having fun already out there, right? It's 8:15, man. The tailgating has started. Probably started last night.
Last night, but probably started Friday because they had qualifying and the Xfinity Series race yesterday.
All right. Well, we got Quaker State 400 available at Walmart going on today. We're going to talk to Dustin Long up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 8th day of September. My man, Sam, can't drive 55. I'm sure about 94. Listen, we got just another great weekend of sports in this city, and I wish we had a chance to, you know, hook up with Dustin and spend some time with him. I don't know, you know, what his week like, race week. But anyway, welcome. Good morning. Dustin Long, NBC, here for race weekend in Atlanta. How's your week, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Ready for race day later this afternoon at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Looking forward to it. And like I said, busy day here in Atlanta.
Of course, this the start of the postseason. Thoughts about what we've seen so far leading up to this, because now we're getting ready to start this race, the true race for the championship. How would you sum up what we've seen so far leading up to this?
Chaos. It's been chaos the last couple of weeks. I mean, you look at what's happened in the sport. I mean, you know, look, if you like Cinderella and you like the upset story, then this is the sport for you, at least right now. I mean, holy cow. You know, you look at last week, Chase Briscoe winning the Southern 500. He's not going to make the playoffs unless he wins. That's a win and you're in. So, you know, if you want to compare it to college basketball, maybe that's a 14 beating a 3 or something like that in the first round of the tournament. That type of surprise. Now, he ran really well in that race and certainly deserved to win that race. So, but, you know, with the way the season had gone, and again, he's with the team Stewart-Haas Racing that is closing its doors after the season. So, you know, it's a victory for that organization in this season, and something for those over 300 employees to kind of feel good about as they're looking for work for next year. And then even the week before that at Daytona, you had Harrison Burton, who was last in the points among all the drivers who run all the races, and he won at Daytona to make his way into the playoffs. And so I would equate that to a 16 beating a 1. So, you know, you talk about March Madness, and I think for some teams that thought they were going to make the playoffs, I think it's become almost like September sadness for them that didn't make it the way this thing has gone. So going into Atlanta, who knows what's going to happen? I think that's going to make it so much fun today. This is part of a rigorous three-race round, opening round of the playoffs that could have so many twists and turns. And I'm really looking forward to this round, I think, more than any other year, because there's just so much uncertainty. And look, we have the chaos continue, or will the top drivers, the top dogs, retain can take back control and move their way through the playoffs. And look, the way Atlanta racing is, with that tight racing, that speedway style, drafting style, the cars are close together. Hey, if something happens at the front, it could take out a lot of cars. Remember in February here, yep, lap two, there was a 16 car crash. And I want to say that like seven of the cars that went on to make the playoffs were involved in that incident in one form or fashion. So if you had something like that happen today, oh my goodness, you know, everything's getting turned upside down. So this will be a fun race to watch this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA Network.
Look at that. Dustin Long joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. .com. All right, before we get into what we expect to happen moving forward, and you just used the term, just a crazy week, I want to go back to one thing that landed on my lap this last week, and I want you to explain the significance of it, because anything having to do with Michael Jordan, I want to see what's going on. His team skips this deadline to sign a charter deal,
yeah,
says that they didn't get a chance to bargain fairly. What's the significance of that, and what does that mean that they did not sign, for those of us who don't know?
Yeah, I mean, NASCAR has these things that they're called charters, and they've had it for a number of years here since, I want to say, 2015 or so. And basically what it is it guarantees you that you've got entry in the race, that you're going to start a race. And then there's all these different payment plans with this charter. So, like, if we're going to create Sam and Greg and Dustin Racing, we're not going to have a charter. But we can still go race, and there's four open spots left in each race. We can get one of those spots. But if we're in the race, we're not going to get all the money that all these charter teams are going to get, because they're going to get money for being in the race. They're going to get money based on where they finish in the race. They're going to get money for where they finish the season in the owner's points. And they're going to get this historical amount of revenue based off what they've done in the owner standings the last 3 years. And so that deal is up after the season. NASCAR has been negotiating with the teams and tying it into the next media rights deal, which goes from 2025 to 2031, and all the teams but Jordan's 2311 Racing team and another team did not sign by the deadline midnight Friday. So what happens from that point on, we'll wait to see what happens. But for today, they're racing in Atlanta. Michael Jordan's car, the 45 of Tyler Reddick, was the regular season champion. He's racing to keep advancing in the playoffs. And their other car, Bubba Wallace, is not in the playoffs, but racing today looking for a win. And, you know, one thing that this affects, you know, in one sense, is Bubba Wallace, is that his contract is up after the season. The team said they're going to sign him and keep him, but they can't get everything completed until all the charter stuff is done. So Bubba's contract extension is waiting through all of this too. So that's kind of another element. But basically, that's for down the road. Today they're on the track.
Yep, on the road. And that's something to watch. That's a new wrinkle with NASCAR. And when I heard that this week, I said, okay, here comes some little changes or something that could be a little bit different. We're going to watch and see what happens with that. Once the green flag drops later today, who are you watching for? You're watching for Kyle Larson. Joey Logano knows how to win on this track. A couple of guys I think bear watching today.
I'm watching everybody, and I just because I just don't know what's going to happen today. And I mean, look, the last time the series was here, they were three wide across the line at the finish line, with Daniel Suarez nipping Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch by Busch finished third, and he finished 7/1000ths of a second behind the winner. So, look, could this be Kyle Busch winning the race, who missed the playoffs for the first time since 2012? And it doesn't have a victory yet. Could he get that win? Could it be Martin Truex Jr., who's never won on a drafting style track, and this is his final season of Cup? Could it be Denny Hamlin, who's had all sorts of issues, with the 23-11, with what we just talked about, but also with a penalty a few weeks ago that took away some points because of an engine issue that wasn't related to the team, but was with more Toyota Racing Development and more of a mistake that they made? Or could it be, like you mentioned, some of those other guys? Or it could be somebody like Michael McDowell, who's starting on the pole today, who's not in the playoffs, and looking for his first win. I mean, that's the beauty of this of NASCAR is, unlike the NFL, like when the playoffs start, and obviously it's just the playoff teams. Here, it's everybody. So, the teams that aren't in the playoffs could make an impact on those who are in the playoffs, and whether that's getting caught in a crash or winning a race and preventing somebody from advancing to the next round. So, I mean, honestly, I don't mean it to be a cop-out, but I'm really looking to see what happens today. And somebody asked me earlier this weekend, like, who's your favorite? Who's your pick to win? I was like, I don't know, because it could be any of about 30 drivers. And I'm just really looking forward to watching it today.
You know, Sam and Dustin, from my seat, it looks like NASCAR is in a really good spot right now. I mean, compared to where we were about 5 years ago.
Yeah
if you're going to have a playoff, we'd love it that it starts right here in Atlanta, the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and giving us a second race here in town. But when you think about a few years ago, just pre-pandemic, and what the sport was going through and the car changes and things like that. And then you look at the sport right now, Dustin, and you got these road races, you got the Clash, which seamlessly seems to be moving from California here out to the East Coast because of whatever the reason the change is for. You got the Chicago race, you got all the stuff going on with this sport, you got some new big names. NASCAR's in a good seat right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, things are going really well. They've got a new media rights deal for next year. They're going to be racing in Mexico City. That'll be the first points race internationally for the Cup Series since 1958. And that Mexico City race is next year. Like you mentioned, the Clash is moving to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So that's something a little different. But, you still have your regular, the regular sites that you go to. They'll be going to Atlanta twice next year. Obviously, this race next year will be in the summer. It'll be part of their in-season tournament. Think about like the NBA's in-season tournament and some of the excitement and interest that has created. That's what they're looking to do in the racing form of that next season with Atlanta being a part of it. So that'll be fun. So you still a lot of things. Obviously, there's season's going to start with the Daytona 500. Always going to have that big race there, and it's going to end next year at Phoenix. And there's going to be a lot of wildness in between. But until we get there, it's again today with Atlanta, and really looking forward to it. And for those who aren't able to come out to the track, I'll say with our broadcast on USA Network is that you will see every green flag lap of racing. There will not be a break to commercial where it's the full screen, where it's just of the commercial. Even if we go to commercial, it'll be you'll have the box showing the race and the box showing the commercial. So watching on USA Network, you'll have the opportunity to watch every green flag lap of racing, because you just never know what's going to happen at this track.
What is this, man? We're doing NASCAR like soccer. You know what I mean? The Dustin Long.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. I mean, look, I want to see as much action as I can, and we're certainly trying to provide it. Something we did at Daytona, a few weeks ago, and something we'll do at Talladega here later in the playoffs as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Dustin, always great catching up with you. Great to have you in town, folks. Dustin Long.
Yeah, man.
He is social. Don't forget, you can always find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase. And we're so happy that he's spending some time with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got a go-to place when you come to town?
Yeah. Well, what's your spot?
I'm always at the track, so it's just whatever I can grab and go, unfortunately. So there are a lot of great places, and I've had some great meals here in Atlanta in the past, and had some great stuff in downtown, or even gone up to Buckhead at times in the past a long time ago. So just a lot of great areas, and even some stuff over on the over by the zoo, a couple places that were really good places to eat. So I've tried to venture out throughout Atlanta.
Media Center recently has been catered by Mary Max.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's doing good then. Does he know that? Does he know about Mary Max?
Mary Max. That's who's catered the
You need to tell him a little bit about Mary Max.
You know, I think
so. He knows where he's eating.
Yeah, you have. If Mary Max is catering today, you got your good meal. You got your Sunday dinner.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
There you go. Dustin, as always, man, we appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you soon, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Dustin.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great one, guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mary Max has been doing the last couple of races down there.
Folks been in because
they bring a big old truck out there with Mary Max and they just
we still got the truck everything back to normal out there since the roof problem.
Oh, they got that thing fixed.
Well, Mother's Day, it was fixed. They just put some tarp down and made sure they got open for Mother's Day.
That's right.
The roof is all back together. And
yeah, as far as I know, I've been there and I've been there.
I met you with Mary Max
about a month ago.
Across the street and get a donut at Shaq's place.
Is
that back open, by the way?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Right,
nice, you get a pizza, nice. Take it home from Nancy's. We do that little
triangle. Right, man.
I can get something from each one of those and take it home and be good. Listen, we got to get on out of here as we continue to be your opening act for Falcons home opener today. Those of you out there, listen, we'll even take a call from you, 404-726-0929. Let us know where you are. If you got any thoughts on today's
game. And let us
know
what's on the menu.
What's on the menu.
What are you fixing?
And at some point, we got to work out something with Stan and see if he can hook us up with some kind of, you know.
Because you know he knows what a good
tailgate is. He knows everything and everybody and who's cooking where and whatever. So we might as well blend our wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, well. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke and Joe Patrick coming up top of the hour. Get you set, walk you right up to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, reduced version of our show today as we get ready for the Falcons home opener. We got that going on. We got folks heading down Terra Boulevard or coming on Highway 20 that Sam goes or coming up 75 and getting off at Highway 15, all headed to Atlanta Motor Speedway for Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. You got a Braves game going on. Lots of stuff happening in this city. And that's not even mentioning the festivals and parks that are filled with things going on today. So is International City.
And the weather is great for it.
And the weather looks great. I'm wearing long pants for the first time in I don't know how many months, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't really need to wear them, but you know, you get into that. It's September.
Yeah, if you're getting out in the morning and whatnot, that feels good.
Yeah, man. All right, we're going to have some fun here in a second, but I do want to mention who we had on the show, and I want you to read something that came from one of our guests here. This is our first show back since the tragedy up in Winder, so we spent a little time earlier on in the show. Not only Sam had a wonderful interview with the Appalachian High School Athletic Director Ralph Neely Friday night on the High School Scoreboard Show. We replayed that at 7 a.m., and that interview is up on our website. So people will be able to – well, at the Sam and Greg page. So you'll be able to hear that it happened at 7 o'clock straight up. But before that, at 6:40, a friend of the show. Gabriel Stovall, we call him the sports rep, joined us.
Yep, because he is a minister, pastors a church, but he has a passion for covering sports.
That's right. And he joined us, and of course we talked some college football.
Let him talk about Nebraska.
He had to crow a little bit about Nebraska, taking it to Dion and the Buffaloes yesterday. But of course, we wanted to get his thoughts on the tragedy this past week, and he gave us some gold. Later on, he wrote something that you just read to me. Can we?
You know, Facebook,
let me
just read a little bit of this. This is from Gabriel Stovall. Say, my first message preached this morning came on Atlanta Sports Talk Radio at 6:40. After spending some time talking about college and high school football, I was asked to share a word of encouragement for those who may be hurting from the Appalachian High School shooting. And he mentioned Psalms 30 and Romans 8. And he says the host said that it was what they needed. And I'm grateful for the reminder of my gifts outside of just Sunday morning, but also from my congregants in the church. But our gifts impact in every space, not just sacred places. So we want to say thanks again to Sam and Greg for another chance to chop it up with y'all. Always a pleasure. And now I really feel like preaching today.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Gabriel for that. Then, if that was enough, we had Selah Thomas coming on.
Yeah.
Now, Selah is ascending. She not only is she what's next, I think she's already there. She was the first participant we had on our feature, They Got Next.
Which is coming back.
Selah is the daughter of Terrell Thomas, who covers Hawks and anything basketball that we have on. He's our man, but he's marshaling his daughter in his footsteps.
Absolutely.
And she is doing great. And we ain't even talking about Melo yet. That's the son.
I do it, right?
He's
right
sitting there like Serena.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking to Venus right now with Selah, but he's sitting back there going, mm-hmm.
Y'all making watching a big his sister deal like, get y'all all making this. A big deal out of her, huh? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Selah came out and joined us and talked, and she joined us because she didn't do what she normally does. She joined you and your stable of reporters Friday night.
Yep, she was on as our first cup reporter for the high school scoreboard show. And she's a student at Westlake, and she came on with us. And just anyone, we're going to reach out to around the metro area for students at their school. Want an opportunity to be a cup reporter on the Friday night.
Oh, we going to do it? You breaking news. We going to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't get that memo. Yeah. I mean, it's a good idea.
Chris Parker and I talked about that. We have
you and Chris going to do that.
And then we already talked with some athletic directors, and they may know someone at the school, just about your high school football games. Now, when you come on They've Got Next, that's 13 and under, and you get to talk about
anything you want.
Anything,
but
anything
we can
more.
Still talk about that person that you're looking for the Friday night on our show, right?
Oh, sure.
So we have just two new segments we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Having to do with you.
Well, it's just having to do with young folk, having to do with the future, what's next.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's what it's all about.
And looking forward to it. I just want to mess with you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the final of the U.S. Open today for the first time, and don't know when. We got an American man playing for the U.S. Open Championship against Jannik Sinner. Taylor Fritz, marathon five-setter, wins over Francis Tiafoe Friday night. And so today at 2 o'clock, they're going to play up in New York. I say this about the U.S. Open. It's been a great show. And for people who don't know, it is a fundraiser for USTA. The ticket sales, when you go to the U.S. Open, what you pay for your ticket, what you pay for your honey deuce.
That I was going to ask you, what's up with the drink?
People consume those drinks. That drink ran you $23, $25. But it goes for a good cause, but it goes for USTA. And obviously it supports programs that put rackets in hands and get people out playing the sport around the country. And so that's what it is for USTA. Now, also, it's been great people watching. We've had some of the GOATs return. Serena Williams was back. Roger Federer was back. But also a lot of actors and entertainers were there. But it's been great. And also, shout out to our local folks, our home folks, Taylor Townsend and Donald Young making it to the finals of the mixed doubles. And great to see the folks I've both covered and gotten to know, you know, down through the years representing Atlanta. And the thing about Donald Young is, he picked his tennis racket back up and said this is going to be his final tournament. He'd been playing pickleball out in Vegas.
Uh-oh, I thought that was against the law.
But you know what, though? He hadn't been really playing that much tennis, but it shows what the sport does as a reflex. And he has good hands.
Are you possibly easy. Changing your tune?
No, I'm not changing my tune at all.
Okay, I'm just saying. You sound like you're softening a little bit.
But it's somebody who, you know, I don't think it hurts your game with doubles. And that's one of the reasons why it's so popular in Atlanta, because we're a doubles town.
It's a bunch of lazy people don't want to play singles. To begin with,
you're not covering as much territory, right?
Yeah,
now you got
true.
Something you can play without moving your feet at all. And so
and loud.
But that's what he's been doing. He got back on the court and got together with Taylor, and they made it to the finals, and it was great to see them do that. So proud of our homeworks. And Chris Eubanks, who picked up the microphone, put on the tie and whatnot, was out there doing some interviews, looked fantastic. So, you know, these are our home folks, y'all, and just really proud of them. And they represented very well up in New York last couple of weeks.
There you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this opening day, Sunday morning, going to turn things over to John Fricke and Joe Patrick here top of the hour. They were going to be at the Smoove lot from 9 until 11. And then tonight, after the game, everything said and done, before you get set for that Sunday night game, Rob Tribble is going to be over at Cigna by Hilton.
Yeah.
From 6 until 7:30. So, there you go.
Which games are you looking forward to? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, after the Falcons and Steelers?
Yeah. Rams, Lions, popular
your
place?
That's probably going to be the one.
Think
that's,
so?
That's the one I want to see. That's
going to be that's our night game tonight.
What has he got still? Meaning Stafford.
Stafford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see what he's got. I mean, the other stuff is.
What about the Bears? Not because of the Bears. They got the new.
I want to see Caleb. I want to see what he's going to do. I'm not overly excited because
Tennessee.
I have no anticipation for any of these teams. I mean, and again, I'm not going to do this overreaction after game one. Okay, I'm just not doing it. You mentioned seeing this is a conference matchup between the Saints and the Panthers.
The main thing I want to see is Bryce Young. See if they got a line for him up there to protect the guy. He got dribbled like a basketball last season, and see if he can actually exhibit some of the stuff we saw him play at Alabama. I think you get some. You know, there was so much turmoil with that team in the front office and on the field last year. And you just want to see what he's able to do. The Bills playing the Cardinals. I do believe DeMar Hamlin is slated to start today for Buffalo. You know, he returned last season, limited action, but I think he's due to start today against the Cardinals. So certain things you watch for certain people who are back.
One person.
Who was that?
Joe Burrow. That's the name you keep hearing coming out of the AFC that's going to give Patrick a run because he's the only one that's beat him.
But you got to keep him healthy.
Got to keep him healthy.
Because he always ends up taking a beating, too.
So we'll see what's what. Also, a little bit of press box. Tom Brady makes his debut.
Yep.
Calling the game. So that's going to be kind of interesting. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm looking forward to the unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, and just enjoy the fact that you get your first Sunday of football. And I now have a channel where I can watch everything. I have a provider.
Okay.
I can watch everything.
Get everything for
that's,
you.
That's the key.
Yep.
Can I get rid of some of this things?
For now.
Hey, where's Noelle at?
She said for now.
She said for now.
I got to give a
wherever
shout
you all migrate to,
yeah.
Disney will come attack it in 18 months.
Wow.
See, now, why you got
to
say that?
Why you do that?
Bob Iger's over there. He's supposed to be saving that
because
thing.
Because I need people to look at Bob and say, stop it. The more we yell at the provider and we keep provider hopping, the more they're going to provider hop with these prices, too.
Yeah.
They're going to say, Dish, I need that, too. You thought it was just DirecTV? AT&T, I need mine, too. You, too. Y'all, too.
Hate it when she's right.
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
what's happening?
Hey, listen, where were you? Well, it doesn't matter. You went where were. Here's something from the past in the kind of sports world.
Kind of sports
world. Today was the day that the daredevil of this country. He's no longer doing it. His son did it for a minute, but Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Tried to jump that Snake River.
It was on his day. Rocket thing that went straight up and, you know.
And floated backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that really didn't do what we thought it was going to do.
That happened on this day. Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb on this day. 41-91 as far as hits. Now, this is one. It's not the act itself, but I didn't think about how many there were. Bart Giamatti got elected commissioner. Now, this was 88 when he got elected. We know what happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what number commissioner he was. If you had to guess, what number? How many commissioners before him had there been before?
He's probably like six.
Damn, you're good. That's like dead on.
I'm just guessing. I'm counting backwards.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It should have been right about six or seven.
Noel, did you watch Blue's Clues when you were coming up?
Blues Clues. Not I was a little too old for it, but Blues
okay.
Clues.
Yeah, it debuted on this day. On this day. Can we go out with the Letterman theme when you get a second? Only because today was the day. Next year will be 10 years Letterman's been off the air.
Wow. Yikes.
10 years.
Yeah.
Colbert took over on this date in 15.
He ain't shaved since either.
No, not much. Not much. A movie I have not seen the original, but I've seen the Vince Vaughn, I think Anne Heche remake, Hitchcock's Psycho.
Okay.
With Anthony Hopkins and Jamie Lee Curtis's mother.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and watch that.
Watch the original?
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
I have not seen that one, but yeah. Just now, we always say that there's a first day. Oh, wait, no, we'll get over here for a second. I'll put you on, since you came in here and jumped on my little idea there. can you recite... The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Okay, give it to me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Ooh, and now I'm gone.
Into the
republic.
Into the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice we stand?
Yes, it's for all.
All.
All? Okay. Yeah. See, the Cal County did their job.
Yeah, but Sam Brooks, he's a tennis man. You know, you're playing, you can't be talking to the coaches over there in the stands.
Yeah, I had to use a lifeline.
You had to phone a friend. Phone a friend. I say that because today was the day, the first day it appeared in print.
Okay.
The Pledge of Allegiance. And Michelangelo's Statue of David was unveiled today in Florence. So, like I said, insignificant information. Old Man and the Sea. I never read that book, but it's a Hemingway classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm.
And this is just something, and this didn't even make the record. It tied. Roberto Clemente hit three triples. in one game. Man. That's the one dude. I mean, Hank Aaron is one thing.
Yeah.
Willie Mays is another thing. Watching, you know, I'm trying to think of a pitch, Nolan Ryan pitch. I never saw those guys. But the one dude of all the ones I never saw in their prime I'd like to have seen is Roberto Clemente.
I did get to see him once.
In his prime.
He was pretty much in his prime. I mean,
early 60s. Roberto Clemente. 60s,
but I mean, the guy I saw, he was still pretty.
When he ran, like, he looked like the Tasmanian devil. Yeah,
he would run, right?
It was two dudes in sports that were just faster than everybody else, and they had no technique. The other one was the cornerback or safety for the Redskins, who used to beat everybody.
Daryl Green. Yeah.
That's another one.
Sports reporters were back. I mean, we just saw that something. And for those of you who don't remember, this show is something that was a staple for ESPN. Many would have mostly print guys who were on TV, mm-hmm. and they would debate. Basically, they read the Sunday sports page to you. Whatever happened during the week, they would kind of do that. And it went away because, you know, everybody's got a panel now.
Well, passed away.
But not just that. I just think we're going to do away with this panel on Sunday because you're going to get panels. And it's cable everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's good to see it back.
Lupica and all those guys. And the person they got as the host, perfect.
Yep.
Instead of Dick Schaap, in honor, Jeremy Schaap.
Jeremy Schaap.
That was very good. Mr. Crenshaw, enjoy your day.
It is a game day,
Sunday. Yes, it's a game day, and it is opening Sunday. Noel, thank you for everything. For the rest of you, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Sunday mornings on this opening day, this opening Sunday for the Atlanta Falcons, and this race weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We'll be back next Sunday from 6 until 10. John Fricke, Joe Patrick, in the smooth lot up next. Have a great day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.